This week, we end our show by traveling, not just back, but around time and space in search of sabiduría, or words of wisdom. And so here's the voice of Uruguayan author Eduardo Galeano.
So many Latinos and students of Latin America in this country look to you as someone who is life-changing. I mean, certainly reading The Open Veins of Latin America changed my life. Is that a heavy burden?
No, I don't feel like a burden. I don't feel loaded by what I have written. I mean, remember, I think it was Jean-Paul Sartre who said once that writing is a useless passion. And I think it's a quite useful passion as soon as it allows you to be the friend of so many people.
That's a clip from an interview we did in 2001, one of the first interviews we did with Galeano on Latino USA. When we first aired this episode, Galeano had just passed away in April of 2015. So I was thinking a lot about how he remained a dear friend of Latino USA over the years, coming on whenever he visited New York City. Galeano was born in Montevideo, Uruguay, on September 3, 1940. He began writing as a teenager for a socialist magazine, then worked as a bank teller and a newspaper man before publishing his most acclaimed work, Las Venas Abiertas de América Latina, The Open Veins of Latin America, in 1971. Galeano fled to exile after military dictatorships seized power in Uruguay and Argentina in the 1970s and finally returned to his home country, along with democracy, in 1985. He continued writing there, narrating a world turned upside down.
In the east of the world, Western day is night. In India, those in mourning were white. In ancient Europe, black, the color of the fertile earth, was the color of life. And white, the color of bones, was the color of death.
Galeano wrote more than 30 books, including Soccer in the Sun and Shadow and Memory of Fire, a trilogy of Latin American history. In fact, history was one of Galeano's greatest obsessions. But
I was a very bad student of history. For me, it was like speaking with corpses or visiting a museum of heroes in who I could not recognize myself, never. They were perfect in the uniforms, and they were saying long, long sentences. Even at the last moment, when they were dying, they would pronounce tremendous speeches, dying in the battle. And I, for the people in my country, and I've had the glorious days, and they are dying. How could they speak so long? So I felt that this past was not my past.
I just love the sound of Galeano's laugh. It's a beautiful memory for me. But he told the stories of the world from a very different perspective, just like we do here at Latino USA.
I was educated in the cafes of Montevideo. And there I learned that the past could be told as present. In the cafes, when some anonymous but great storytellers were speaking about the past.
Through his storytelling, Galeano made history his own. And that's why he found a home here with us. He came back in 2009, 2 years after he'd been diagnosed with lung cancer, and he told us where he got the strength to endure.
I feel it would be stupid to die because I have so many stories to tell.
Galeano's legacy lives on with us here, in his writing, in his voice, and in that unique way that he had of finding and telling the world stories.
When I was a child, I thought that everything which was lost on Earth, at home, for instance, a scissor or a pencil.
A sock.
A sock or a book or everything was on the moon. And so time passed by. The astronauts went there. They found nothing. And not betrayed hopes or dangerous dreams. Nothing. That's the proof, the evidence that betrayed hopes and dangerous dreams are waiting for us here on Earth.
And for all of those hopes and dreams, we thank you so much, Eduardo Galeano.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria.
Oriol Val, que se ocupa de los recién nacidos en un hospital de Barcelona, dice que el primer gesto...
Thank you so much, Eduardo Galeano, for teaching us and the world about seeing life from a totally different perspective. Gracias.
Los bebés manotean como buscando a alguien. Otros médicos que se ocupan de los ya vividos dicen que los viejos al fin de sus días mueren queriendo alzar los brazos. Y así es la cosa.